This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, corn futures are trading slightly lower on the electronic session as of 6 o'clock. Soybean futures lower and wheat lower. The overnight crude oil market, 93 cents lower at $90.92. The Brent crude, $1.35 lower at $107.06. The June gold contract, $21.10 lower at $1,555.50. The U.S. dollar index, 0.084 higher at 81.757. At the close of open outcry trading yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat ended up 685.5, down 18.5. September wheat at 697.5, down 16.5. December wheat, 716.5, down 12.75. July corn yesterday, 597, down 36. September corn closed at 526, down 22.5. December corn closed at 522, down 18.5. July soybeans yesterday, 1382.25, down 30.25. August beans, 1364.75, down 31. September beans, 1314.75, down 30.25. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 405, down 115. August meal closed at 393, down $1.25. September meal closed at 376.70, down 131. July soybean oil yesterday closed at 5046, down 46. August oil 5068, down 46. And September oil 5088, down 46. July oats yesterday closed at 333.5, down 8.5. September oats closed at 338, down 8.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended sharply lower on Tuesday afternoon. Funds selling at the Board of Trade drove prices lower. Also helping to weaken prices was the above-average planting pace by U.S. farmers. According to the USDA's weekly crop progress report, U.S. farmers have planted 96% of the U.S. corn crop and 76% of the soybean crop. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 32 to 35 cents lower at 616 to 636, and soybean bids dropped 28 to 30 cents at 1364 to 1376. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 32 to 40 cents at 621 to 651. Soybeans fell 30 to 36 cents at 1368 to 1386. And the wheat bids, mostly 13 to 17 lower, ranging from 665 to 687. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported those corn bids down 36 to 38 cents, ranging from 624 to 632. Soybeans fell 28 to 34 cents at 1369 to 1376. And the cash wheat bids down 13 to 17 at 675 to 687. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted those producer corn bids down 39 to 41 cents at 626 to 629. Soybeans dropped 32 to 36 cents at 1378 to 1380. And the new crop wheat bids for June-July delivery down 23 to 28 cents at 665 to 676. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 39 to 43 cents lower at 640 to 646. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 35 to 38 cents with quotations at 1389 to 1394. Soft red winter wheat 14 cents lower at 695 to 696 and Milo down 29 cents at 567 to 568. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
And it's coming up on 6:15 on this Wednesday morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Yesterday, June hogs closed at 85.82, down 87. July hogs closed at 86.15, down 90. August hogs closed at 86.85, down 92. June cattle yesterday closed at 119.35, up 55. August cattle closed at 121.27, up 47. October cattle closed at 125.70, up 35. May feeder cattle yesterday closed at 152.52, up 65. August feeders closed at 160.12, up 102. September feeders closed at 161.17, up 110. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, May 22nd. For the Eastern Corn Belt, they'll eat direct hogs, barrels and gills closed $2.04 higher. Carcass-based price range, 71 to 87.5. Weighted average, 81.80. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 12,000. Illinois direct brown gilt trade mostly steady, 53 to 57, with Illinois direct slaughter sow steady. U.S. 1s to 3s, under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 42 to 45. 450 to 550 pounds at 44 to 48. Over 550 pounds, 46 to 50. Today's estimated receipts, 1,100. Monday's actuals, 1,000. Pork carcass cut out, 79.60. That is down $2.09. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Hogs for today, 417,000. Last week, 415,000. A year ago, 411,000. Week to date, 835,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 126,000. A year ago, 130,000. Week to date, 252,000. Box beef cutout values were weak on choice and firm on select on moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 156 fab loads and 59 trim. Choice, 194.28, down 31 cents. Select, 187.04, and that is up 57 cents. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 438. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $1.50 to $2 higher, with Holstein steers lightly tested. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 122 to 126.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 121 to 126. At the Arthur Hay Auction on Monday, 2,248 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay traded 2.5 to 4 lower, large squares 30 lower, with large rounds 7.5 to 8 lower. Alfalfa, good quality small squares at 275 to 375, with large squares 3x3s at 60. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality small squares 3.5 to 360, large squares 3x3s at 60. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $1.75 to 4.25, with large rounds, 5x6s at 42.5, 4x5s at 25 to 29, and large squares, 2x3s at 25. Canary grass, good quality large squares, 3x3s at 47.5. At the United Producers Hay Auction over at Shelbyville this morning, 516 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay sold steady the week. All prices for small squares on a per bell basis. Alfalfa, fair quality at $2.35. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality from 4 to 4.25. Mixed grass, good quality, traded from 2.25 to $3. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 138 and a half unchanged; for block cheese, 150 unchanged; for barrel cheese, 146 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday ended up at $15.41. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May 622, for June 605. Corn delivered to Scottville for May 622, for June 597. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May 1360, and for June 1373. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May 657. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield and Scottville, 622. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1360. Wheat at Scottville, 657. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 80s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and windy, the high about 90. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, partly cloudy skies, 51 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Imagine how it feels to be the big 175. Sloan's and John Deere is celebrating its birthday to make things easier on you and your bank account. Enjoy 0% financing for 60 months on John Deere 1 Series tractors. The 1 Series start at $11,296. Offer ends July 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan, visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations for details.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hickory Grove Family Farms, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. In our farm news today, the Illinois Pork Producers Association is seeking young people with an interest in the pork industry to attend the annual Pork Institute. It will be held June 26th through the 28th. We talked to Mike Borgic, the Director of Membership and Outreach for the Illinois Pork Producers, and he explains.
This trip is for 16 to 22-year-old students, basically anybody that's interested in the pork industry or agriculture. We go on a three-day trip starting here in Springfield, and we'll be here in Springfield for a couple stops, then up to Peoria, Galesburg, Monmouth, Good Hope, and then to Quincy, and then we'll wrap everything up and start heading back this way on Thursday.
And what will the folks who go see?
We'll go out and we'll see. Here in Springfield, we'll go to the state capitol, take a tour there. We'll also go to the Abraham Presidential Museum here in town. Then up to Peoria, we'll go to the Caterpillar plant. Then we'll be there for the night. That's going to be the first day. That's going to be June 26th, Tuesday. Then the second day, we're going to start off in Galesburg at the Illinois Department of Ag testing site they have up there, the testing lab for animals. And so we're going up there to visit that place, then moving on to Monmouth, where we'll go see the Farmland Foods plant there in Monmouth. And we were there a couple years ago, but they've made quite a few changes. So looking forward to seeing what the new changes are and how things are moving there. Then we'll head down to Good Hope and visit the Pioneer plant down there. Then let's see, that'll wrap up. Then we'll travel all the way down to Quincy then for the evening. That'll wrap up our second day, the 27th. And then on the 28th, we'll start with some media training in the morning. And then we'll actually be doing a cooking class, which everybody really enjoys. Because it's always a fun thing for us to do, and we get to try different kinds of food and things like that. And some of the participants actually get to take some of that stuff home and fix supper for their parents, which is, you know, quite a change for them. So they always really enjoy that portion of it. And then we'll probably be wrapping things up and heading back over to Springfield after that and concluding our trip.
Okay, and there's a registration fee that is payable at the time of application?
That is correct. There is a $100 registration fee. Again, the applicants are 16 to 22-year-old. Anybody that's interested in agriculture really doesn't have to be from a pork production background or anything like that. If you're just interested in pork producers or you're interested in agriculture, this is a good trip for you. And you also get to meet several people from around the state that are your same age, same similar interest. So it's a great opportunity to meet some people. In fact, when I went on the trip when I was younger, I kept in touch with some of the people, even those that came from out of state. kept in touch with them for many years afterwards. So it's a great opportunity to meet some people that are interested in the same things you are and learn some stuff about agriculture.
How does one register?
Registration and applications are available online at our website, ilpork.com, over on the right-hand side, or you can simply just give me a call here at our office and let me know that you're interested, and I can get one sent to you. Number here at our office is 217-529-3100, and again, the application deadline is this Friday, May 25th, and so if you just get in touch with me by then and let me know that you're interested, we can put you on the list.
And that was Mike Borgic of the Illinois Pork Producers. During the second quarter, the Pork Checkoff put its marketing focus on chops. Pork Checkoff Director of Consumer Communications, Pamela Johnson, says it was a very successful project.
We're calling it Unleash the Power of the Chop. With the pork chop being the most ownable cut for us and one of the more popular cuts for consumers, we again had a marketing focus for it this quarter, and we kicked it off with a satellite media tour with a celebrity chef, and we have some activities going all quarter long.
And the Pork Checkoff utilized that satellite media tour to help carry the pork chop message. Ms. Johnson says this is a very efficient way to reach consumers.
Satellite media tour, it allows us to be very cost-efficient with the pork checkoff dollars. We take the spokesperson that we selected to kind of fit the program, and in this case, it was Chef Madison Cowan. He was a recent Iron Chef winner and was crowned the grand champion of the Food Network's Chop Series, so it felt like it was a good fit for us. And instead of taking him across the country to talk to folks, we essentially rent a studio and a production facility, and we buy satellite feed time, and we pitch his interview to media across the country, and they have the ability to book a 3 to 5 to 10 minute interview time with Madison without him leaving the studio. So we have a very concentrated time where folks are able to talk to our spokesperson, and that spokesperson is able to get our pork chop and pork messaging out to consumers across the country.
In addition to the national promotional efforts, the Pork Checkoff has worked with a national retailer for a specific pork chop marketing effort. For more information, go to pork.org. Better late than never, but American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Samuelson says the long wait for the free trade agreement with Colombia to take effect was costly to U.S. agriculture. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller has the story.
It's been a long time coming, but finally, the United States Free Trade Agreement with Colombia is up and running. That means there are no more tariffs on more than half of the U.S. agricultural products going into Colombia. Others will be phased out over the next few years.
We projected this will mean over $350, $370 million a year of new sales in the not-too-distant future for ag products now that we're competitive.
American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson says the deal is important because the United States lost big-time market share in the years it took to finalize the deal. Negotiations started way back in 2004.
Over the last 4 or 5 years, Argentina and then Canada last year also negotiated free trade agreements with Colombia, got rid of the tariffs on their products for wheat, corn, and soybeans. At one point in the mid-2000s, we had about 75% of the Colombian market for those products. Right now, we have less than 25% of that market because the tariffs were so important, just a price advantage of buying from these other countries. So getting rid of the tariffs will put us in a much better competitive position to try to win back that market share.
Government estimates show the entire trade deal will increase total exports by more than $1 billion and will create thousands of jobs while increasing the U.S. gross domestic product by $2.5 billion.
It's great that we have now the opportunity to rebuild our sales into that market. It's too bad it took so long.
Jana Miller, Washington.
Here's the weekly crop update from the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service. We join Brad Schwab.
Statewide temperatures averaged 4 degrees above normal at 68, while rainfall was virtually non-existent for the 7-day period ending May 20th. These extreme dry conditions allowed 6.7 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies continued a drying trend at 4% very short, 29% short, 64% adequate, and only 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated at 69% adequate or surplus, down 13 percentage points from last week. The driest crop reporting district based on topsoil moisture supplies was the Southwestern District, with a rating of 36% very short, 62% short, and only 2% adequate. With corn planting virtually complete at 99%, focus has now turned to emergence, which ended the week at 88%, and this compares to 47% last year and 55% for the five-year average. The average height of all corn now stands at 7 inches, compared to 3 inches a year ago and 4 inches for the five-year average. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in 79% good or excellent condition. Soybean planting advanced by an impressive 36 percentage points in just 1 week and now stands at 80% complete, compared to 38% a year ago and 37% for the five-year average. 40% was reported emerged, compared to 9% a year ago and 13% for the five-year average. To put this planting progress in perspective, an advancement of 36 percentage points equates to 3.2 million acres planted in just 7 days. The crop reporting district leading the state in soybean progress was the Southeastern District, where 55% had been reported emerged by week's end. Sorghum planting advanced to 63% complete, compared to 5% a year ago and 13% for the five-year average. The soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 81% of the heads filled, compared to 21% a year ago and 19% for the five-year average. 45% of the crop was also reported as turning yellow. The winter wheat crop was rated in mostly good to excellent condition. Red clover, pastures, and alfalfa were all rated in mostly good condition, and the first cutting of alfalfa advanced to 68% complete, compared to 13% last year and 19% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
If you're lucky enough to live in some parts of the United States, you may see gas pump prices fall to about $3.25 a gallon or less over the next week or two. For now, prices should continue to decline heading into Memorial Day. The national average is expected to be around $3.60 per gallon. The Star Shooters 4-H Club of Nokomis will have a food drive. They'll accept non-perishable food items and unopened personal hygiene products at the Nokomis Public Library today through next Wednesday the 30th, ending at noon. Donated items will go to the Nokomis Food Pantry. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Corn futures are trading slightly higher on the electronic session as of 6 o'clock. Soybean futures lower and wheat also lower. 6:33 on this Wednesday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Hickory Groves Family Farms, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.